Today's shir is Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Tes, and we will begin on Daf Chav Ches. Daf Chav Ches, Beis, six lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yehuda, somebody who was bit, Mishenachsha Sibura, somebody who was bit by a hornet, the charz is silver, or he has a thorn stuck in his body, the simta, somebody who has different swellings throughout his body, the kavle einai, or somebody whose eyes hurt him, the dasele ishasa, or somebody who has a fever, kula, all these things, lebei bani. What he should go is to the bathhouse. Going to the bathhouse, and under such circumstances, says the Gemara, sakanta represents a sakana. Says the Gemara, and now the Gemara continues in telling us, once we've established what we shouldn't do, now the Gemara wants to tell us what we should do. It says the Gemara, Chama, Lechama, somebody who is who has a fever should eat, Chama, should eat radishes, Silka, Lechina, and somebody who is suffering from being too cold should eat beets, V'chalufa Sakanta. And if you reverse it, it could be a Sakonim. Chamimi Lakrava, somebody who was bitten by a serpent should soak that wound in hot water. The kriri lizabura, and somebody who was hurt, somebody was bit by tzira should put his wound in cold water. The chlufa, and if somebody reverses it, sakanta, it could represent a sakana. Chamime lislua. If somebody has a blister, he should soak it in hot water. V'kriri l'chaspansa. And somebody who has cracks in his skin and his face, he should put it into cold water. And again, v'chlufa, and somebody reverses it, chas v'shalom, sakanta, it could be a sakana. Cholol is ziburei. Vinegar is good for somebody who has hakazus adam. In those days, as the Gemara often teaches us, they used to do bloodletting, which was considered a very good refuah for somebody who was sick. So somebody who had his bloodlet from his soldiers should have put vinegar there. Umanina latanisa. After somebody eat fast, then he should eat small fish. V'chlufa sakanta. And again, if somebody does the opposite, it could be sakana. Tekali v'sakpura sakanta. Somebody who eats cress and afterwards has his blood let, that is a sakana. Isha v'sibura. If somebody, again, has a fever, and while he chas v'shalom has this fever, he does bloodletting, that too is a sakana. Kav eina. Somebody who has eyes are hurting, uvisipura, and then he does hakazus adam when he's in such a situation, sakanta. Sheni ledag dam. Somebody who has to have hakazus dam, he should eat fish, and the day after he should do the hakazus adam. Sheni ledam dog. If somebody did hakazus adam, he shouldn't eat fish on the actual day of that causes Saddam, but what he should do is he should eat fish the next day. Shlishi loy sakanta. If he eats fish on the third day after her causes Saddam, that could bring tasakana. Tanabonim, hamaik is dam. Somebody who undergoes her causes Saddam, loyoichel chabash. He shouldn't eat chagbash. What is that? Like cholov, he shouldn't eat dairy. Like milk, like vina, not cheese. Like betzolim, not onion, v'leshechlayim, not cress. Im ochel, if he ate one of these things, which he just learned that he shouldn't have eaten, am rabbaya, nice revisa dechala, revisa dechamra, he should bring a revias of vinegar and a revias of wine, nevena bahade adodi, he should mix them together and he should drink. V'chimefana, and if that person then uses the bathroom, lo mefana el mizrocha shel ir, he should go to use the bathroom. They actually had bathrooms outside the cities, the outhouses. He should use the bathroom to the east side, mishum dekash shereichem. The odor that will come out will be very disturbing, and it could bring that odor to the city. But the east wind is the weakest wind. And if you go to the bathroom in the direction that it will be, that the east wind will blow that odor, it won't be so terrible. I remember Shuman Levi, Malan Unkeli b'Shabbos. Somebody who had an Unkeli on Shabbos, we'll see in a second what that means. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos, because even though, as we've been learning in our Shurim, doing a refuah on Shabbos is not permitted, but when it's a situation of Sakana, it's permitted. And this is considered, says the Gemara, situation of Sakana. So ask the Gemara, my Unkeli, exactly what is meant when the Gemara says, what is meant when it says Unkeli? Says the Gemara, Amr of Abba, Istimchudaliba. There's a flap over the heart, which is known as the Nivla, and sometimes it doesn't cover properly. And because it doesn't proper the heart properly, Chas v'Shalom, it could cause heart problems. And therefore, correcting that is, of course, very important. Ask the Gemara, Maya Susa. So ask the Gemara, what is the refuah for somebody who's suffering from this? Maisa Kamuna Kravaya, he should bring Kamen, the size of a fistful. Veninya is mint. Agadna is a type of a grass. Vitzitzri Vavatsa, also types of grass, all different types of grass. Grind them together. B'chamra liba. Liba lefuah, that will be a refuah for heart issues. B'chamra, and he should drink them with wine. V'simanach, and the way to remember that drinking wine is good for the heart, says the Gemara, because the pasuk says v'yayin yisamach levav enish. So we see that wine is something which is beneficial for heart problems. Lerucha, somebody who has a disease that comes because of the wind, b'maya, he should take the same mixture but drink it with water. B'simanach, and remember the way to remember that somebody who's affected by a draft, water is good, because the pasuk says v'ruach elokim merachefes al pnei amayim. L'kuda, if there was a woman as she was in labor got a cold, what she should do is again drink this mixture, but she should drink it b'shichra, drink it with beer. The simanach, and the way to remember that's the way to drink it, because a kada al shichma, the shecher, which is very similar to the word shichma, kada, that's going to be the refuah for kada, for somebody who suffers from kuda. Rav Achim Rei Drava, shochlei l'kuda b'hadei adadi, he took all of those ingredients and ground them together. He then took a handful of this mixture and put it into the proper beverage that we just identified, v'shasilei, and that's how he would drink it. Rashi shaka chachad v'chudei, he would grind each one individually. V'shaka malay atzbasa rapsei malay atzbasa zotrei. He would take from each one how much the largest finger he had and the smallest finger he had, that much, and put it into the liquid and drink it. Amar Papa Ana Avdi L'chahani, says the Gemara, I did all of this, I tried all of these refuas, and I didn't get better. Adam Lehutaya, until there was this Arab merchant who told me, Isa Kuzachad the Malyamayim, bring a small new cup, fill it up with water, and put in a spoonful of honey that was left outdoors under the stars, and tomorrow drink this mixture of it, and he says, I drank it, and I became better. Tana Bonim, continues the Gemara, Shishadvarim, the six types of food that make a person feel better when he's chas v'shalom sick. Refuason refuah. So the Mefarshim try to understand what does the Gemara mean with the words refuason refuah. So the Sefer Seyed Yaakov says that when we daven, We also say Rafa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafa. And there too, the question is, what is it meant when we say Rafa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafa? So he says that sometimes there's somebody who is healed, but he's not healed completely. And all he's doing is just pushing off whatever disease he has temporarily. And unfortunately, it's quite likely that that disease will come again. And sometimes, Baruch Hashem, we have a refuah that's really permanent. That's why we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rafa'enu Hashem, we daven to Hashem, Rafa'enu Hashem, make us better than they rafe, but make us better in a way that it should be a complete refuah. And that's what the Gemara means here to say as well. These foods that the Gemara is now identifying are very healthy, and when you eat them, not only will you, Baruch Hashem, get well, but v'refuah, it's a permanent refuah. Ve'elen kruv is cabbage, tadin is beets, or meisisin yevesha, and a water in which a type of a grass was soaked in, the cavus, the stomach of a small animal, the cheres, and the womb of an animal, the seres hakaved, is the flank that covers the liver. V'yash emer af dogim ktanim, also eating fish. V'loyoyit el shadagim ktanim afram marbin kagufa shel adam. Fish have the power to make a person healthier. The Piskei Tosfos says that when we speak about small fish, there are two types of small fish. There's small fish that will remain small, and there's small fish that's going to get big. Says the Piskei Tosfos. Here we're talking about small fish that will always remain small. But then the Gemara says there are 10 foods that will bring back the disease. The Cholya Kasha, and when he gets sick again, Rachman Son, it'll be worse than it was originally. Somebody eats axe meat, and the Rambam, when he says this halacha, says it's only when it's a very large axe. If it's not a very large axe, we don't have an issue. The Basashar, Shuman, if somebody eats pure fat, even of a kosher animal. Basat Sli, roasted meat. Basat Sipirim, bird meat. Bayat Saluya, a roasted egg. Shechlayim is cress. Tachlachas, somebody who does a haircut. Mamerchatz, and somebody goes into the bathhouse. Gvina is cheese. Kovet is liver. V'yeshem Af, agoizim, also walnuts. V'yeshem Af, kshuim, even cucumbers. Tanan Berei Shmuel, Laman Nikra Shman Kshuim, says the Gemara, why are they called Kshuim? Shim Neshe and Kashin L'Kol Gufa Shel Adam K'charoveis, they're very detrimental to the person's body, just like spears, having your body poked by spears. We learned in our Mishnah, V'em Estap M'hem B'kol Mokim, we're not allowed to take a haircut from the Nachrim. Tanan Ba Yisrael M'stap M'hem K'chavim, a Yisrael who has a haircut from a Nachri, Roy Bamara, he should look into the mirror if there's nothing dangerous. Vayvik Chavim Mestapa Yisrael. When Vayvik Chavim ha Mestapa Yisrael, if a Jew is giving a haircut to an Vayvik Chavim, Kivin Shagila Blurosai. Once he gets to the Blurius, which, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, is presumably like a ponytail that the Nachrim would grow in honor of their Avodah Zarah. Shomet es Yadai, the Jew should avoid participating. The Pasuk says, V'yayim v'varach in Pashas Bereishis, v'varach es Malkim to the fish, leim apur v'u milos hamayim. What's asked the Sefer Ben La'ashri, what does the Pasuk mean with the word leima? Who are the fish going to speak to? So, and in fact, in other Pesukim and Parshas Bereishis, the Pasuk doesn't say lamer. So he explains that we learned in our Gemara, the Dogen Ketanim, Mafim, Marvin, Kalguf, Shladim, the fish are so healthy for the person, and that's Pshat lamer. What we're saying, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the fish, I want you to multiply. And the reason I want you to multiply, because then people who are not well will be able to eat fish that have been multiplied, and that will make them healthy again, Baruch Hashem. Our Gemara just spoke about taking a haircut, but if you take a haircut where there's a mirror, then the halacha is that that's acceptable, because if the Nachri barber, Chas V'Shalom, wants to do anything damaging to you, you'll see him trying to do so in the mirror. So Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi that there were things that would normally be usur, but a mutter under certain circumstances. He says that actually looking into a mirror violates la yilbash keves simos isha. That man is now beautify himself like a woman. However, he says Tosfos, the when is it usur to look in a mirror? When you're looking at it for the purpose of beautification. But if you're looking in the mirror while you're taking a haircut, as we're learning in our Gemara, to protect yourself in case anybody wants to harm you, then it would be mutter. And he says the same thing would be if somebody is looking into the mirror because he has to put eye drops into his eyes. Similarly, it would be mutter. However, the Rant says here that even though Tosfos seems to be concerned about men looking into mirrors, he says that if the minhag hamakom, if in that place all men look in the mirror, then it's not considered a violation of liyibush gevasimus isha. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Simon Kuf Nun Vav Sif Beis says that a man should not look in a mirror, but the Ramah writes that Ra quotes the Ran. He says that's only in a place where men don't normally look in a mirror. But if it's a place that men also look in the mirror, then the halacha is that it's mutter. The Sefer Tiferes Yisrael says that once the Ramah said that you're allowed to look in the mirror, says the Ramah, somebody who walks out in the street should always look in the mirror, because since there's a concept of kavod habris, we have to be careful how people look at us. So if we're not allowed to look in the mirror, and therefore there's some dirt somewhere on our clothing, so then we have a heter why we walked out that way. But once we have a heter to look in the mirror, then we have no right to walk out without checking. However, the Ran himself writes, the minig ha-chaverim, the minig of people who act most properly, the halacha is that they don't look at the mirror. And in fact, the Stipler used to say that the Chazon Ish never looked at a mirror to the degree that when the Chazon Ish was in a place, when the Chazon Ish was somewhere and he saw a picture of himself or he saw himself in a mirror, the Chazon Ish did not recognize that this is the Chazon Ish, because the Chazon Ish never looked in a mirror. He himself did not know what he looked like. There's a very famous tshuva at the beginning of the Shas Tshuvas Divrei Chaim. He discusses there that many people look at a mirror when they put on the tefillin in the morning to make sure that the tefillin Shabarosh is put in the right place. And the Divrei Chaim says that he's not convinced that that's the proper way to behave. If we're learning in our Gemara that we have to be concerned about looking in a mirror, he's not convinced that you're allowed to look in a mirror just because you want to put on the tefillin properly. He says there's adequate place on the head to put on the tefillin that you shouldn't, in a way that you shouldn't have to look into a mirror. Says the Gemara, Amar Mara, as we just discussed, the Braisa says, Yisrael ha-mestapim ma'ivik chavim, and Yisrael was taking a haircut from ma'ivik chavim, Roy B'mara should look in the mirror. Hechidami, so ask the Gemara, what is the case? Ibar Shus Rabim, it was speaking about the barbershop, isn't Shus Rabim. So ask the Gemara, Lamali Mara, why do we need the mirror? Since the people constantly walking there, that will deter the Nachri from doing anything dangerous to the Jew. Vibar Shus HaYochid, and if we're speaking about Shus HaYochid, and the Rishonim point out that, of course, often in Shas, the Gemara speaks about Shus Rabim, Shus HaYochid. Here, the definition of Rishus Rabim Shus HaYochid is not the same definition as it is in Hilchos Shabbos. Rishus Rabbim, Rishus Yochid, in this case means a place where people walk versus a place where there are no people walking. It says the Gemara, if it's a Rishus Yochid, Ki Roy may have it. What's going to make a difference if he sees what's happening? Even if he sees what's happening, the Nachri is not scared to do because there's nobody watching him. Answer the Gemara, Oilam Rishus Yochid. We are speaking about a case of Rishus Yochid. However, Kivan the Ikka Mara, but if there's a mirror, and this person is looking in the mirror, Mischazi Ka'adam Choshev, the person, the barber thinks that why would somebody look in the mirror? Apparently in those days, not everybody will look in the mirror, and therefore, if he's looking in the mirror, it must be because he's an important person. And because he's an important person, that's why the Nachri gets fearful of doing anything to him. The Rinul Nil has a different approach. His approach is by the person who's getting the haircut, watching the mirror, and if he sees that the barber, Chas V'Shalom, wants to do something dangerous, he's immediately going to begin to raise his voice. And once he's going to raise his voice, people will hear him screaming out, and that will prevent the Nachri from doing anything dangerous. Rav Chana bar Bizna havim stakim bav kachavim b'shvilei demin ha'dor. Rav Chana bar Bizna would take a haircut from a Nachri in the road of Nahadar, which was outside of the city. Amalei, so the barber told him, Chana, yoy kevich lezuga, your neck is a wonderful place to be cut with a scissor. Amatesli the avad Rameya. So he said, when I violated what Rameyer said, that I once that I should not have a haircut from a Nachri, and Rameyer said in the Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, even in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so I deserved to be in this situation that the Nachri could have potentially done something dangerous to me. Asked the Gemara that the Rabbanan Loi Avar. Asked the Gemara, was he only violating what Rameya said? Was he not also violating what Rabbanan taught us? Because Eimadam Rabbanan, as we've been learning, when did the Rabbanan allow us to take a haircut from a Nachri Brishus Rabbim? Brishus Yochim Amr. But did they allow us to take a haircut from a Nachri in the Brishus Yochid? Who suffer? What was his mistake? He thought the Shvilin Adoy, since these streets came to Shichi Rabbim, Brishus Rabbim Dami, but it wasn't. Tosfos says that the halacha should be like Rav Meir, that even in a public place, one should not take a haircut from Hanachri. Because he says the fact that Rav Chana was almost put into danger is a proof, because that's the halacha like Rav Meir. However, the Rambam and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Rif and the Rosh, that the halacha is like the Chachamim. The remark says that v'yesh machmirim kishitas ha-toisus, there are those that are machmir, like Toisus' opinion, that like Rameya. However, the remark says that the halacha is that v'nagul hakel. But the Drisha adds a very interesting point to this. He says that if the barber is being paid, and now the barber is concerned that if he's going to do damage to this person, then he's going to lose whatever pay he's entitled to, that could be used as another reason to be lenient, and maybe then everybody would agree that in Rishus Rabbim you could take a haircut from a Nachri. We learned further in the Braisa, if Yisrael is giving a haircut to an Avi Kachavim, Kim Shigil Lebriyosai, once he gets to the Bluria, Shaymit Hasyadai, he shouldn't participate in cutting the Blurias, which are there for Avodah Zara. Says the Gemara, V'kama, how far from the Blurias should the Jewish barber stay away? Or Amalki, Amar of Adabar Hava, Shalosha Etzbos, he should stay away 3 Etzbos, L'chal Ruach, Ruach, in every direction. So, since the Gemara just quoted the halacha that Amalkia teaches us in the name of Adabar Hava, so the Gemara, which we have this Gemara in a number of places in Shas, quote a number of halachas that were said by Ramalkiyoi with a Vav and Ramalkiyoi with Aleph. And the Gemara attempts to teach us which halachas were said by whom. Amar Rav Chanina b'Rei de Rav Ika Shvud, that the halacha is that somebody who used a metal spit to roast meat on Yontif, and it gets dirty and becomes muksa, machlas smius. The halacha is you can move it, not by directly carrying it, by pushing it with your feet, for example, into a corner. V'shvachas. The Mishnah Masechta Ksubas teaches us that there are certain activities that a wife has to do for on behalf of her husband. And the Mishnah continues telling us, the more maids a woman brings into the home, the less she has to do herself, they could do it. But says Rebbe Lezer, even if she brought in 1,100 maids, she still has to do some activity. Because batala mevi l'dei zima. When a woman is doing nothing, it could come to morality. Vagumas, that the halacha we know is that a girl, when she becomes 12 years old, if she has 2 saris, she becomes a gedoyla. But what happens if a woman has these 2 pores, even though there's no hair, we consider her a gedoyla because we assume that there were saris there, that there were hair there, and they fell out. The halacha of were all said by Rav Malkiyoi with a vav. The halacha blurious that we just learned about how much you have to distance from cutting, the Jewish barber has to distance from the blurious. Eifa Mikla. The halacha is that they used to take ash and put it on top of a wound. But sometimes when you put that ash on the wound, it looks like a tattoo because it remains there for a very long time. The Gvina. And the halacha that we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem and Amud Beis, that the cheese of Nokrim are usher because they used to smear that cheese with pig fat, were all said by Rav Malkiyoi. Amra Papa, says Rav Papa, I don't agree with the way Rav Chanina Barei de Ravika differentiated between what was said by Rav Malkiyoi and Rav Malkiyoi. But he said, Masnisa, anything that was taught in a Mishnah or a Braisa, which means the halachas of Shvachos, Blurius, and Gvina, was said Rav Malkiyoi. Malkiyoi with Aleph. Shmatza, but anything that was said by as a halacha, but not from a Mishnah or a Braisa, which had halachas of Shvud, Gumais, and Eifa Mikla, was said by Rav Malkiyoi. The Simana, to remember who said what, Masnisa, something that was taught in a Mishnah or a Braisa, Malkasa is like a queen, takes preference. Says the Gemara, Mai Benayu. So what is the practical nafkamina between these 2 different versions of who said what? Says the Gemara, Eke Benayu Shvachas, the halacha that we learned of a woman brings maids into the marriage. Who said this halacha? According to Rav Chanina, it was said by Rav Malkiyoi with a vav. But according to Rav Papa, it was said by Rav Malkiyoi. Because this, as we said, is based on a Mishnah, Masechta Ksubas, and he says that anything that comes from a Mishnah was taught by Rav Malkiyoi. Says the Mishnah, El Dvarim Shalat Chavim, the following things that of the Nochrim, Asurim, a Jew may not partake from them, Visur Isra Hano, and the halacha is that we're not allowed to even have benefit from them, Hayayin. So we know, and we're going to discuss this quite extensively in the Gemara, that wine that was used for Avodah Zarah is Yayin Nesach, and of course that's Osim Midaraisa. Here, we're talking about wine that wasn't used for that purpose. It's wine of a Nochri, and Chazal said that we're not allowed to have any benefit from it, because there's 2 concerns. One concern is that we're going to come to use Yayin Nesach, which was used for Avodah Zarah, and the other concern is, as many of the halachas we're going to be starting to learn now, there's a concern that we want to remain distant from the Nochrim, because Chas V'Shalom, if we don't remain distant from the Nochrim, we could come Chas V'Shalom to intermarriage. Hachayim Shalayv T'Kachavim, wine vinegar, Shaya Mitchlos Yayin, that while the Nochri had it, it was wine, and afterwards it became sour. The halacha the Mishnah is teaching us is that wine that became sour, but if it was wine in the hands of the guy, is asur. Haras hardani, that means it's a piece of earthenware that was used to store wine. And when somebody wants to drink wine, what they used to do is soak that earthenware in water and the wine would come out. So here we're learning that chaimitz, wine vinegar of a guy, is asur. And as we're learning, if a nakri touches wine, that wine becomes asur. So now the question is, what is the status of wine vinegar, what is the status of wine vinegar? So Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam that says that we don't know what is really considered vinegar. Some people might consider it vinegar and some people may consider it wine. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam takes a very strict approach to all vinegar. However, the Rashba says that even Rabbeinu Tam will agree that after 12 months that it became vinegar, that's certainly considered that's considered vinegar. The Ritva takes a much lenient approach, and the Ritva says from when we start treating it as vinegar, the halacha is that it's considered vinegar. And so too is the opinion of the Miri, but the Miri says that since we see so many Rishonim that were concerned about the status of the vinegar, the halacha is we should avoid wine vinegar of a goy. The Cain Iris Levuvim, they used to have the heart of an animal that they used to make a cut in the skin, and they would extract the heart. And when they cut that skin in a certain way, that skin becomes usher. That's the way Rashi learns. And Tosfos said, and the Piskei Reed said that even though they didn't use the actual skin to avoid the Zorah, they only used the heart. Still, since that was part of the procedure, the heart becomes also. Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Bizman Shakara Shaloi. When we have to look at what how the cut looks. Ogul Osir, if it's cut in a round fashion, it's Osir. That's the way they used to cut it when they worshipped Avodah Zarah. Moshuch, but if it's cut in a straight line, then the halach is that mutter, because that's a proof that it wasn't made for worship of Avodah Zarah. There's also the Yerushalmi says there's a difference between if the cut was made while the animal's alive versus if the cut was made after the animal died. Any meat that was brought into a vase of Avodah Zarah to use for cover for Avodah Zarah, if a Jew buys that meat before it was actually used, then mutter. Then you could eat that mut. However, if the meat was taken out of the base of Avodah Zarah, usur. As soon as it was brought into the base of Avodah Zarah, it's considered Avodah Zarah and becomes usur b'hanah, because says the Mishnah, any animal meat that was brought into the base of Avodah Zarah, neishikub zivchei mesim, it's in the status of zivchei mesim, and divrei Rabbi Akiva. Ha'ochel tarfus, if somebody goes to a place that they worship Avodah Zarah, also lost its loss of mom. So if there's a Nachri traveling to such a place, even though he's not close to that place, the halacha is that we may already not do any business with him. And the reason we may not do any business with him is because we're concerned, as we began the Masechta, that when he's going to arrive at his base of Avodah Zarah, he's going to thank the Avodah Zarah for the opportunity that he had for whatever business opportunity he had. But if somebody's on the way home from the base of Avodah Zarah, Mutarim, then you could do business with him. Noidus of the Chomakan Kayim. These are different types of flasks that were used for storing wine. Yain Shisrael Konis Behem, and you put kosher wine into those flasks. Halacha is Asurin. The halacha is that the actual flasks are Asur. Visuran, and the wine that's in the flask becomes Asur Behanah, because we're concerned that there might be some of the non-kosher wines still left in that flask, and it gets mixed up together with the kosher wine. And that's why any wine that's left in those flasks are usher. So the way the Ran learns the Mishnah, and the concern is that there might be some actual wine left in the bottom of this flask. Others say that the isser is that what's absorbed into the flasks, in the flask. It's not an isser hanor, it's only isser shtiyah. Because since, the second pshat that we just learned, that it's only usher because what's absorbed, something that's absorbed doesn't have the ability to make the wine completely not kosher. Chatzanim, the pits of grapes of Anachrim. Vazagim, and the grape skins, Shloiv de Kachavim, that belong to the Nachri. After the Nachri squeezed the grape to make wine, and he's left with the pits and the skin, Asurin v'surin asa hanoah. You can't use them even for fuel. Divrei Rameyer, the Chamer Lachin, if they're still moist, so they still have the wine in it, and that's why it's also Yuvation. But if they're completely dried out, then the halacha is Mutarim, because once they're dried out, they're just like they're not considered as if they have any residue of the wine in them. Hamorius is a type of food that was made out of the fat of fish. The morius is asur because they used to put in wine into that dish. And the gvinus based unaki is asur because most of the calves from which they made the cheese came from calves that were used for avodah zarah. V'surin isur anah, divrei Rameyah. V'chom ma'amir ein isurin isur anah. They're asur, but they're not asur v'anah. They're only asur v'achila. Amar Yehuda, Shaul Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Yeshua, Shahar Mahalchim Adarach. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua were walking in the way, and Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua, Amalei, the name of Asur Gavina Shalav de Kachavim. A very important question that we're going to be discussing, and that is, why is cheese that's made by Nachri Asur? There's no concern that it came from the way the Rishonim explained. There really is no concern that it was the way cheese is made, is that they took the rennet from an animal and they put it into the milk and it coagulates the milk into cheese. But only the rennet of a kosher animal has that ability, not the rennet of a non-kosher animal. So if we have cheese, it was obviously coagulated by the rennet of a kosher animal. Yes, that you have to use a kosher animal, but the animal that they're using is a nevela, and a nevela, the halacha is non-kosher, and that's what makes this cheese usher. So Al Gemara says that the reason is that they're not allowed to use hard cheese produced by Nachri is because, as we're learning. So let's continue first. Amaloi, v'loi kevus oila chamura mikeva nevela. Ask the Gemara, the cave of a carbon oila, where if it was brought as a carbon, becomes osur afterwards, is even a more serious than a nevela. And v'alochi is, because a carbon oila becomes osur anor. And amru, kain shadat yofa, the chazal teach us that a kain who is particular, sar fachaya, can eat it raw without cooking it. V'loy hoydoloy, it's a euphemism. V'loy hoydoloy, aval amru, einana v'loy malim. It's not considered a piece of meat. And therefore, it's no problem that if you had a knob, you shouldn't have a knob, but if you did, it's no me'ila. So why would the cave of nevela be osir? Says the Gemara. Amaloy, neshamidin osir v'kevus eglei v'tachavim. The concern is that they're going to use the rennet of a calf that was brought for avodah zarah. So Rabbi Shmuel asked, "Imkein lamalay asur b'hano? If that's the concern that it's coming from avodah zarah, that it should be even asur b'hano." Hesil davar acher. So the Gemara says he turned them to a different subject. But again, we're learning here that the reason why gvinas akum is asur is because we have to be concerned that it came from the rennet of a non kosh of an animal that was used from avodah zarah. The Rambam says that when he brings down this halacha, he says when Chazal said that gvinas akum is osur because of the nevelis, as we just said, that according to this, the halacha would be, says the Rambam, that the goyim said that even if you didn't use animal rennet, which is typically the case nowadays, even if you used rennet, which was made on a vegetable-based rennet, Chazal said that any cheese that was made by Nachrim is osur. The Magen Mishnah adds that even if the practice of using
the stomach of an animal is discontinued over time, and people don't use that anymore. The Isser of Gevinas Akum was declared by Beis Din, as we're learning in our Mishnah, and therefore the Isser remains in force, even if the original reason for the Isser no longer exists. Because once, as we have very often in Shas, once Chazal said something is Osir, it remains Osir forever. As we know, Dovash Meminyan Tzarch Meminyan Achla Atira. The Ramah says that Gevinas Akum that was produced under Jewish supervision, so just like we're going to learn in Mitzvashem about Chol of Akum, that if the milk was produced under Jewish supervision, you could drink the milk, so too would be the Halacha with Gevinas Akum. So according to Ramah, as long as the Jew is supervising the production of the cheese and make sure that they're using kosher ingredients, that is adequate. The Shach disagrees and says that Gevinas Akum is Osir, even if it was supervised by a Jew, even if the entire production was supervised by a Jew, and even if it contains only kosher ingredients. The Shach says that all Gevinas Akum is Osir loy plug, even if it was made under Jewish supervision with Jewish ingredients. However, says the Shach, that if a Jew assists in the production of the cheese, or the cheese is owned by a Jew at the time of the production, it does not fall under the Issa Gvinas Akam, and the Halach will be that it's going to be mutter. And therefore, the best way to make kosher hard cheese is have a Jew pour in the rennet as the cheese is being made. Or if that's not possible, have a Jew, says the Shach, actually own the cheese. And since the Jew is there and owns the cheese, then the Halacha Gvinas Akum doesn't apply. So as we just learned, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yeshua didn't want to really disclose to Rabbi Shmuel why Gvinas Akum is Asur. Hesila Dava Acher, so he changed the subject. Amalai. Rabbi Shua said to Shmuel, Shmuel hecha at the kairi. The pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, ki toivim daidecha miyayin. And the question is, how is the word daidecha pronounced? Is it said ki toivim daidecha? And the pasuk is speaking that curses Yisrael saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, oi ki toivim daidayich. And according to that, the pasuk refers to Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us. Amalei, so Rabbi Shmuel says, the way to read the pasuk is ki toivim daidayich, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us. Amalai, to which Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Shmuel, ein adavakein, you're incorrect. Shrei chaveroi melamed alav, look at the pasuk that says, the next pasuk, where the pasuk says, l'reich shmanecha toivim alken alamas avucha, we can't say that that's a lashon nekeva, so therefore we're going to say that this pasuk is also not a lashon nekeva. Ask the Gemara, Yayin Menolan. Ask the Gemara, how do we know the wine is Asr? And the Gemara and the Rishonim, in explaining this Gemara's question, says that the Mishnah is speaking about Stam Yayinam, and our Gemara is speaking about Yayin Nesach. So that's why the Rishonim point out that the Mishnah is speaking about Stam Yayinam, but it's very clear that the Isser of Stam Yenom is connected to the Isser of Yayin Nesach. And that's why the Gemara begins by speaking about Yayin Nesach. Amr Rabba Vavu, Amr Kro, the Pasuk says, Eshechelu Zvachemu Yechelu Yishte Yayim Nesicham, Ma Zevach, just like a carbon that's brought to Avod Zoro, is Osu Behano, so too, Af Yayin Nami Osu Behano, wine that was poured for Avod Zoro is Osu. Umeis Kufim Noli, continues the Gemara, how do we know that Zevach Kufa Minolan? Ask them, how do we know a carbon is also, that was brought to Avodah Zarah is also Osbanodik Siv? Yitzam de Labah Pa'ar V'yoichle Zivcha Mesim. Ma Mes Osbano, Av Zevach Nami Osbano. And ask the Gemara, Mes Kufa Minolan, how do we know we're not allowed to have any benefit from a mace? Says the Gemara, Ask Yisham Sham Egla Rufa. Ksiv Hochab, regarding a mace, it says, V'tamash Sham Miriam. V'ksiv Hosam, Bar Egla Rufa, V'arfa Sham. That's the Egla Benochal. Mala Halon, when we speak about the Egla Rufa, which is brought when we find a corpse, we Leinoida Mihiko, we don't know who killed the person. The Halacha is that
Egla Rufa, we go through the whole procedure of decapitating it. Sok the Gemara, Mala Halan, the Egla Rufa is Osbano, Afkan Osbano. Ask the Gemara for Hosmanoli. And how do we know that Egla Rufa is Osbano? Answers the Gemara, Amr the Bey Rab Yanai, Kaparik Sebe. The Torah uses the word Kapara, so it's considered like a carbon, Kakachim. Just like we know that the halacha is that kachim are osbano, so too will be the halacha regarding the egla rufa that's osbano. Continues the Mishnah. If we have wine vinegar, there was wine when it was by the nokri, and then it became sour and became vinegar, it's osur. Ask the Gemara, of course it's osur. Pshita, ask the Gemara, Mishum, why would we say Mishum the Achmetz Pakle Asur, just because it became vinegar, why would the original Isser of Stam Yenom fall off? Arvashi, Haslish Minin. What the Tan is trying to teach us, that only something that was vinegar, wine and then vinegar by the Goy. Chaymet Shalanu, but let's say something which was vinegar. We had wine and it became vinegar. And then we sold it to a Nakri. Ain't Tzar Chaysim B'tai Chaysim. Even though we're going to learn that Stam Yenom, under certain circumstances, has to be sealed with a double chaysim, and we're going to explain what does that mean. Here, a double chaysim is not necessary. Because why? If the concern is Mishum and Nuschi, that they're going to use this for worshipping Avodah Zarah, Loi Menaschi. Vinegar is not used for that purpose. V'mishum Echlufei, and if the concern is that he's going to switch the kosher vinegar for the non-kosher vinegar, once there's one seal on it, that's enough to serve as a deterrent that he wouldn't do so.